The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now. It's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. Here he is. Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine and looking forward to 70-degree weather. Finally.
Oh, not before time. And the fact that it's going back to 40 and rain is just something really to look forward to.
Oh, don't worry about that. It'll bounce right back to 70 again.
Yeah. What are you taking?
What am I taking? I'm taking orange juice early in the morning. I'll tell you what we should talk about this week. And this is probably about the 2 millionth time we've done it, and give or take a million, okay? But I want to talk about fighting the high cost of drugs, because drugs are just out of sight. And as you know, it's a very frustrating topic for me because prices keep going up. It's frustrating for everybody. And there's absolutely no exception to it this year. Overall, drug prices are going to go up another 12% this year over last year. So what's inflation like? 2%, 3%? Pharma drugs are going up 12%. And I'll tell you something worse. The prices of specialty drugs, now those are the drugs for serious illnesses like cancer and diabetes and very painful arthritis, they're going up another 20%, 2-0. Now specialty drugs account for 1% of all prescriptions, okay? Just 1% of the prescriptions are specialty drugs. But when you look at the amount of money that people have to shell out for them, one out of every $3 that people spend on prescriptions are now going to specialty drugs. And as I said, they're going to go up another 20%. And that's even after insurance, because I've been through this, Jill, you know that. Even after you've gone through insurance, you've gone through Medicaid, you've got Medicare, you've gotten every break you can get, specialty drugs can still cost you $600 to $800 a month. It just month after month. And I know because I've gotten the bills in the past. So here's what I'm going to tell you, Joe. I'm the healthcare detective, right? I am working for you guys all the time. And I got on the phones this week to try to figure out the smartest question you can ask before you fill any prescription that can save you anywhere from 50 to 75%. Now, you've got to ask this, and you ask it every time there's a prescription that your doctor recommends, or you just know that you're taking a prescription, you go to your pharmacist and ask them. You ask, is there a generic for this drug? And I want to tell you, listeners, forget anything negative you've ever heard about generics, because generics must be federal law. Generics must be as safe and as effective as the original medicine. Otherwise, it does not come to market. The Federal Drug Administration only okays copycat drugs that are as safe and as effective as the original. And best of all, of course, generics are much, much cheaper than brand names. So here's more good news. And this is, you know, the FDA is really increasing its game to fight high drug costs, at least when we're talking about generics. The FDA has stepped up and they're approving more than 1,000 generics a year now. That works out to 20 new generics every week. So you got to ask, is there a generic this week? Well, not this week, but it might be next week or it might be next month. Keep asking that question. So let me ask you a question, Jill. How many prescription drugs do you take?
This is not going to be particularly helpful because I don't take any.
Well, I just want, as a contrast, you're extremely lucky. Because in this country now, we take a lot of medicine, maybe more medicine than we really should. And one person out of five, that's 20% of us, now are taking three or more prescription drugs for chronic conditions. So when you look at that, you're taking three or four drugs, right? This is all chronic conditions. You've got to take it every month. And look at these prices. I mean, on average, a brand name prescription now costs $44 out of pocket. And that's after insurance, 44 bucks for the average brand name prescription. If you can get a generic, the generic averages out at $22 out of pocket. That's roughly exactly half the price. So it's very important to an awful lot of people, certainly important to me. I mean, I think, you know, our listeners know I've had this a blood cancer called multiple myeloma. I've had it for many years now. I'm in complete remission. I'm happy to report that. But nonetheless, my doctors still want me to take an awful lot of medicine. So I'm taking 8 different prescriptions a day, which is great progress because I, you know, you might remember, Jill, when I was taking 12 and 14 pills a day. So I'm down to 8. But here's the good news. Only one of my prescriptions is expensive. The other 7 are generics, and frankly, they cost next to nothing. I think there is one that actually costs $0. One costs like $1.40. They cost next to nothing, but I do have an expensive drug in there, and that's a common drug called Lyrica, and that's for pain caused by neuropathy. I have neuropathy. It's not a result of the disease. It's a result of the chemo I had to treat the disease. Nonetheless, it's left me with neuropathy, which is a tingling in the bottom of my feet and my fingertips. And if I don't take my Lyrica, shooting pains down to my feet. It really hurt, frankly. So I think many of us have seen the ads for Lyrica. They're
we've totally seen the ads. What was most fascinating is before Marshall was on Medicare, they wanted to put him, because of his surgeries and his neuropathy, they wanted to put him on Lyrica. But it was going to cost us, through his insurance, something like $750 a month, which was not interesting at all, given the side effects. And right. Then they tried to go with gabapentin, which mercifully in the end, his primary physician decided, you know, guys, let's try something else. But by between the time that the Lyrica was recommended and his doctor said, hey, let's just try something else, I was somewhere between incandescent and homicidal.
Yeah. No, I mean, it can be very expensive, and especially it depends how many pills you have to take and how often you have to take it. And as we point out here, people with diabetes, and that's where the TV ads for Lyrica are aimed at, primarily people with diabetes can develop these leg pains, this neuropathy pain, and it hurts, and you need the medicine. Otherwise, you're in pain. Why you're seeing these ads, which are running constantly, they're almost like a loop on TV. Well, here's why. Because there's a generic coming very soon for Lyrica. And Lyrica's maker, right, our good friends over at Pfizer, right, they're doing everything they can to get as much money as possible from consumers before the generic drug comes in, and literally it's going to save their customers billions of dollars. I mean, right now people are spending $3.5 billion on Lyrica, the brand name, at full price. And when the generic comes in, that's going to be slashed, and our own customers are going to save billions. And I'll do the math for you. I'll do my math anyway. I need 3 Lyrica pills a day. Now, that sounds like a lot, but that's a common dose. I take 3 a day. And I went to GoodRx. If you don't know GoodRx, it's a terrific site. It tracks drug prices all over the country, so you get the real retail price. And it makes the manufacturer's discount coupons available. So if you're buying your drugs retail, you get a very good deal through GoodRx. So I trust them. So according to GoodRx, if I'm paying retail now, okay, those 3 Lyricas would cost me $22.42 a day, more than 20 bucks a day. But experts estimate the 3 generics for Lyrica, that's going to cost me all 3. It's going to cost me $1.20. So look at the comparison. The brand name is $7.75 per pill. And the generic is going to be something like 40 cents for a pill.
Yeah, so you're talking about the difference between something like $600 a month and $36 a month.
Yeah. I mean, it's extraordinary. So look at this tremendous savings.
Extraordinary is a good word.
It is extraordinary. So I did my homework for you guys, and I went out. I found two reports on this year's top 15 new generics. These are the new 2018 generics, the 15 top drugs you should know that's on its way. Just I can't go into all the details here. We don't nearly have as much time. However, if you go on my demand page, you go on Healthcare Detective, my demand page at robinhoodradio.com. Both reports are up there, all the details, and you can see it. You can see everything for yourself. But while we're talking here, let me give you the highlights for the top four generics. These are the four of the really most common ones. Now, number one is a medicine called Retuzin, R-I-T-U-Z-I-N. It's relatively fair, but rare, but very expensive. It costs $10,000 for one infusion, and that fights lymphoma and leukemia. So anyone on that drug is going to get tremendous relief from the generic as soon as that kicks in. Number two is a drug people have heard of. It's called Neulasta, and that's a medicine that boosts your white blood cell count. That's following chemotherapy, and I think people have seen that ad, too. It's a very touching ad. It's a woman who comes home from the hospital. She's had chemo. Her white blood cells are way down, depleted. And normally she'd have to go back to the hospital, spend another day there to get her shots, to get her white blood cells up. With Neulasta, you can be treated at home. So there she is at home. Her husband's giving her a hug. It's a very sweet little ad. Brings a little tear to the eye. Well, here's another thing that brings a tear to the eye. What they don't tell you is Neulasta costs $6,000 a dose.
That's more than a tear.
I shouldn't be laughing.
No.
But that's ridiculous. By the way, that's at GoodRx, and that's after the manufacturer's discount. It's $6,000 a dose. So we can't wait for the generic to come and cut into Neulasta's price. Then there's another one. This is very common, actually. Restasis, R-E-S-T-A-S-I-S, Restasis. You've seen the ads for this one, too.
Yep.
This is for dry eyes, okay? That costs $514 for dry eyes. And again, that's after the discount coupon. And there's a wonderful little story that goes with this one. The maker is Allergan. And Allergan is doing everything it can to keep its patents. So get this. I'm not making this up. Honest to God, I'm not making this up. Allergan transferred the patents to a Mohawk Indian tribe and then leased the patents back. And now it's claiming that the patents can't expire because they're under Mohawk Indian tribal sovereignty.
Excuse me.
they're hiding under the Indian sovereignty. All right. Now, you're going to be very happy to hear, I think. A federal judge just tossed them out of federal court on their feathers. So right now, they can't pull that stuff.
But
so there's
points for creative thinking.
But it's tremendous creative thinking, and the Mohawk Indian tribe almost got in on a really good deal if it wasn't for that mean federal judge that says, what are you guys kidding?
That's right. They can always
do that.
They can always appeal.
There's one last one, and that's Cialis. That's for erectile dysfunction, good old ED.
Yeah.
You've seen the ad. It's the couple in the bathtubs. They're in separate bathtubs looking
out over
the sunset.
Yeah, exactly.
Over the sunset, right? And that's a crazy ad, because why don't they just get into one big tub?
Because broadcast standards and practices, you can't.
No, that's not it at all. They can't afford one. I mean, because Cialis costs $360.
A
dose? They can't afford a big tub.
Oh. Good Lord.
They're stuck in two tubs. Look, there is a drug for ED right now called Sildenafil. You need a doctor's prescription for it. Get it. You can get a pill for ED for as little as 60 cents a pill. That compares to $12 for Cialis. $12 versus 60 cents. Get the generic. Bottom line, any drug your doctor asks you to take, any drug you're taking now, ask your pharmacist, ask your doctor, is there a generic for it? Buy the generic. You'll get the medicine. You'll get the help. And you'll save an awful lot of money.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts, and look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online and in stores.